And once they get an IC, it's a someone said, the Natasan, he had an island dissemination with an open understanding by the critics. Therefore, the Polynesian chairman, right? So the leader knew for the first one, like TBEM, the Tata is the excellent model. They try to let the teamwork to do every task to be a group, converting 7 core. The first one for leadership, second one sizing, planning, customer focus, measurement, analysis, and knowledge, management, workplace, focus, process management, and outcome. Outside in perspective in the business. That means they don't care only himself in my team. They try to find the best person, the other one come into the office. To be driving the lead, getting called.
to spread one company to sub company and to other products. investment as well. So the importance of Tata leader is he not afraid to say, I don't know. This is really important because if you don't know, you will get many things from the author, like innovation, technologies, and other opinion from author as well. Thank you.
Okay, very good. All the things did well. But just to give a perspective on this case, because we didn't have much time to read it, you should read it carefully. As I showed you in my slide before, before 1991, India was a closed country. The economy was completely regulated. High taxation, permit license laws was in the country. Okay? So the biggest, the challenge is what we rightly pointed out was the economic liberalization. 91, India opened the door for worldwide investors, so the larger global companies were coming in. This was the operating environment at that point of time, so it was a transition phase in the country. The second biggest challenge was from inside. Tata was a large group from the beginning, the most respected group in the country, the most fair, uncorrupt group. Even today, they never ever give any bribe or anything. I tell you, in this whole process, what happened during the senior Tata, his father, actually, he was the adopted son, Ratan was the adopted son. The business head becomes too powerful. They were running the companies like their own system. Rosy Modi didn't even care about the Prime Minister of India, Mrs. Gandhi. She was the most powerful leader. He didn't care at all. Tata paid 120 million tax, but they did not pay 10 million to the government as a donation. He refused. Okay, he fought the case, paid the penalty, but that was the value. So over a period of time, these guys become so powerful that at the board level, they didn't listen to anyone. Okay? So this was the internal environment, and external was the economic liberalization. Competition was going up, so to hold that hold, they need a really visionary leader. Number one, leadership style and characteristic. He was a visionary. He is a visionary leader who has compassion, has tremendous respect for the colleagues, and he could change the whole process of the company to make it and align and gear up to the new environment. His two aim was there, two reasons were there. Number one, Tata should not fall apart. It should remain a single consolidated group, number one. Number two, he wants to globalize. Because there is a Buddhist CEO, he's a competitor at their own pace. So if you are not globalizing, you will not get the know-how, technology, how the intergroup business is being done. So this was two aim reasons for Ratan, and he executed that very well. And you can see that the another thing in the case of study, you must read the case and state and try to understand the facts what is in the case. Cannot take a personal judgment out of it, but what is stated there. Even analytic commitment, you can see his commitment. Even a shareholder called him in a business meeting. There was a gathering of industries. He still took his call. That is the kind of commitment and customer focus was with him. So these are his things. He was fair, he accepted his mistakes, he was also very modest and can say no if he doesn't know. He was very humble in that. So people trusted him that he is very fair and transparent. This was the major thing. The driving force in the company was that they want to globalize, they want to increase the business, they want the commitment from the group, while the restraining force was the internal conflict in the company. The Tata was standing apart. They have a shared vision. Okay? So this was, should I put it here? It's better? So this was, no, I think it's the same. So this was the, let me take it out. Better. So the driving force was in the company, they have a shared vision, they want to grow, they want to globalize, they want to keep the Tata as a whole, and there was a national pride behind it. Because it was a group, It has no personal. Tata was living till he leaves the post of a CEO in a one bedroom, one drawing room house. You can imagine such a powerful and the largest group in the world and one of the largest in the world. He was still living in one bedroom house. He is a bachelor till today. Didn't have any personal things. Just a dog and himself. That's it. So this was the commitment of the group. So they were driving. And the restraining force was the internal conflict among these strong business heads. They don't want to listen to anyone. Then secondly, the competition was gaining too much. So they were also hindering their growth at that point of time. You can probably flip it again. The achievement and failure as a leader, he has achieved tremendously. Group has gone from $13 billion to $100 billion conglomerate. The revenue, which was 26% for international operations, now they have more than 58% from the global operations. So they earn more outside than in the country. At the same time, he could unite the whole Tata Group, and that's the single biggest achievement of a leader, that you can keep your house in order, you have a shared vision, people are following you. So look at the case that is mentioned, one of the chief top executive, he mentioned, there is something in all of us, little bit of Tata in all of us. Look, the guy is giving a statement, there is something of Ratan in, a bit of Ratan in all of us. It means they were, the DNA was together, so they were following their leader. So this was the single biggest achievement. Financially he did well, he closed the company, he tried to touch the heart of the Indian mass, he bring the nano, not because of any profit or anything. His vision was why a family of four persons, right, husband, wife and two children, had to travel on a scooter, right? That was a common mode in India. Why can't they travel in a class? So they tried, that was his dream project coming to, that $100,000, $2,000 car should be built in, which nobody thought in the world before. And even Renault, Paul Gosen said it is impossible to do that. They did it. Then he confronted some failures also, because some of the companies which were struggling, they struggled. Tata Finance has to merge with Tata Motors, but he stood behind them. He had to shift his factory from Bengal. There was a big issue when the government changed, moved to Gujarat, which is a very progressive state. And he took a hit of 1.5 billion just to shift this plant from one to another place. But as a group, he took that hit. So it was a principle, matter of principle. Another character is he always follows his principles, the inner voice. If he thinks this is correct, in principle, in values of Tata, in health of society, health employees, he will go for it. So there was a very clear message. Then alignment process, you see that he set up the Tata Business Excellence Model, where he touched the all stakeholders, the employees, the processes he aligned, the customer focus was there. The performance of the company was monitored in a systematic way. So this was the major issue as a part of alignment process. And then he took out, he made the retirement age mandatory at 72. Everybody has to go. So these guys were not leaving the company. So this way he really aligned the company in a way that everybody trusted that this is the way we have to go, this is the path we have to go. Anyway, all of you did a good work. I need your 2 minutes for certain things. Even I always believe in transparency and open feedback. So I would like to have your feedback on today's session. And I thank you very much, all of you. And another slide these are some of the suggested readings. I can email to you because this I added last night, I didn't have time. Please go through these books. Read these, they are wonderful books actually for on the organizational effectiveness of the leadership, right?
But there's
voice is not coming. So these are some of the selected books I left for you.
Hey, the last one,
wow,
he read like me. Effective.
Wow. He's a trucker. He's and if you have any problem, you can buy this book. If not, you can contact me. These are all in my library. My
okay. We have another gift for you. This is the president of the class today. Thank you. I should put my suit because he has
I can give it to Yani, she can email to you.
Okay.
Okay. Yep, yep. Okay, fine. Okay. 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 Okay.
เล่มเดียว
ไม่ได้เตรียม
มา